Now turn to section 2 on page 3. Section 2. You will hear an accommodation agent telling a student about different accommodation options. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14 on page 3. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 14.
Hello, can I help?
Yes, I'm looking for accommodation. I'm a student in my second year at the college, and I wanted to rent something from September for myself and a friend.
Well, we've got several choices at the moment. Near the college, we've got a flat, a house, or there's a student hostel, all at about the same rent. But of course, they all have different features and different things included in the rent. The properties don't all have gardens, I'm afraid. The house is quite small, not much space around it. It has got a bit of space at the back, but I wouldn't call it a garden.
Mm-hmm.
The hostel is part of a city development, so there's no space for a garden. But the flat has a communal garden that is shared by all the tenants. I would say that that's very good value for the price. Have you got a car?
Yes.
There are garages round the corner from the house. Ah, but you have to rent those separately and they might not be available.
Oh.
But each flat is allotted a garage in the grounds as part of the deal. The hostel doesn't have the space, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you might also want to know about security as well.
Mm.
The house is the only one which is alarmed. The flats and the hostel are accessed through a main door, which has an intercom for visitors, so they're quite safe. Now, they're all furnished.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff in the flat's quite modern-looking, which most people like, and it's in quite good condition, considering the use it's had.
Mm.
All the furniture and fittings in the house have just been replaced after the last tenants left, so they'll be in excellent condition. And the furniture in the hostel is okay. It's about what you'd expect, really.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20 on page 4. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
Well, I think I'd better go and look at them all. Where are they?
Here, let me show you on the map. We're here in the accommodation agency on the High Street facing north.
Mm-hmm.
Directly opposite us is the bank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you stay on this side of the road and walk towards West Street, the house is not that far. It's next but one to the swimming pool just before West Street. It's very convenient because it's near the shops. The hostel is on the corner of West Street and St. Anne's Road, near the roundabout. It's not a very wonderful building, but it's nice and close to the college. The flat is a bit of a walk, but it's in very nice surroundings. To get to the flat, you go down West Street towards the centre of the city, and the building is on the corner just before the first turning on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're a bit outside the city centre, the facilities aren't bad. There's a post office just round the corner from here. You go down the High Street and turn right into West Street, and it's on your right.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you want to go to the city centre, you could get the bus from here, just a few metres down the road from the agency, going east. You don't even need to cross the road.
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers.